Hi, everybody. Welcome to our first episode ever of Enviro People. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Issa M, and I have a special guest, Riley, who is going to be talking with us about a youth environmentalist point of view about our Earth. This podcast is made by young people for young people to open up the conversation and education about our environment. Today, I have Riley with us, one of my closest friends, who, like me, goes to a specialized magnet school in Las Vegas and we have been taking environmental program classes for the past 3 years. Anyways, today I'm interviewing them on their point of view on our environment. Let's get started. Okie dokie. So, my first question to you, Riley, is what attracted you to the study of environmental sciences?
Well, first of all, when choosing program class, it just really stood out. Because you can go observe all of these things anywhere, everywhere. It's so versatile, and there's so many jobs in this field. And not just the jobs part, like the knowledge and everything was just so exciting. And we've been excited about national parks and like being in the environment, and it's just something that just kind of came to us, so.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely have lots of memories as a kid and still now of going to a lot of national parks and stuff with my parents and my family and just being really in awe of our environment and just being like, wow, this is so cool. And the thought and the idea that I learned of later on is that it might not be here for other people and being like very passionate about that and realizing that I want other people to experience this and to see how amazing our environment and our Earth is. So yeah, okay. So another question I have for you, Riley, is what do you feel are the biggest challenges with our environment currently?
First of all, I think like coordinating with government and the citizens as well, like everybody being on the same page is the biggest challenge. However, like carbon neutrality and getting carbon emissions down and exploring renewable resources more is also a challenge, but to tackle those challenges, we have to get on the same page. So
yeah, I agree. There definitely has been, especially in recent years, I've seen a lot of new PSAs and a lot of just more awareness, I feel like, in the whole idea of environmental science, that people being more open and more receptive to the idea that we need to limit our emissions and to try to do stuff that's more renewable. I feel like, though, one of our biggest challenges really is our energy use. I mean, like we're trying to create more like electronic vehicles and trying to use like solar energy and renewable energy, and I think that's awesome, but we need to do it like I feel like a little bit quicker. And the idea that if we're trying to keep Glacier National Park available, we have to make sure glaciers aren't like melting away. So yeah, alrighty, what role do you see yourself taking in the environmental arena in the future?
Hopefully a very active role, whether that's policy or just being an activist in general. Like, I really do want to get in there and help people and help the environment, whatever that may be. So
what about you? What do you think is most interesting? And in, like, in the idea, do you want to be a little more like go into law, or do you want to be like just like an activist in general, like just going out?
Not a lawyer, but I do want to get involved in policy making, whether that's afar or like right in there without being a lawyer.
That's fair. I like that. Yeah. So yeah, I would say for the most part, I've been just really attracted to the science of things. So I feel like I'd be enjoyable. Like I would find joy in being like an actual scientist and doing things like that. I would say, yeah, definitely an activist and enthusiast trying to, I mean, right now making a podcast for environmental sciences, like sounds awesome, so that's why I decided to do it. And I feel like it just kind of connects people. I think environmental science is very much like a thing that we need to talk about more, in the sense that it's everybody's in this environment and everybody needs to be able to live in it like equally and freely, so and not damage it, so that we can continue to live in it. Alrighty, the next question is, what do you feel are the most promising solutions for our issues in environmental science right now?
So most recently, I've been kind of looking into nuclear energy, not a whole lot, but like nuclear fission, like using like binding molecules through like sun power. That's how the sun creates its energy. We already have some stuff with, nuclear fusion. And so we have a lot of things for nuclear fission, but also not super long-term ways to store the radioactive waste. So if we can explore that more, that's a really powerful source of energy that I think is pretty out there. And it already supplies a lot of our energy. So if we can further our knowledge in that, that would be really useful to us in the future. And then also offshore wind farms as well. There are kind of a lot of promising solutions. So.
Yeah, I like how you brought up the nuclear fusion idea of like combining molecules, because we already do have nuclear fission, which is when you like separate molecules, like uranium molecules, to make energy. So that's a really interesting idea. That hasn't really been a reality yet. So that's really cool that you brought that up, about the idea of taking new technologies in a different way. And would you like to elaborate on the wind farms? I think I've heard about it a little bit, but what exactly is that?
Just harnessing the wind power offshore, because the wind is a lot more powerful and steady offshore, and plus it's not next to like a whole bunch of people, because I know a lot of people are worried about like their land and, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to give up something of mine to get this energy, and if we put it offshore, that won't disturb as many people, and the energy source is steadier too. So
very nice. I like that idea. I also saw some things talking about like ocean and stuff like that, like offshore, that I forget what company made it or was in the process of doing it. They're making, like, I don't know if it was necessarily like using the waves energy or like putting like like solar panels like on the waves, and that they got like solar energy from it, or that they're using, it was something, either like it was solar panels or it was like the motion of the waves that were making energy. But just the whole idea that people are now looking into new technologies and just new ideas of how to get energy is kind of crazy. Like, now we have solar energy, we have hydraulic energy, we have water energy from water, and wind. So we have wind, water, geothermal, solar. We have a lot of stuff now that is being more available and more prevalent in our energy usage, which is really cool. And I think that's awesome and definitely a solution for our energy crisis, and our just the way we use our energy. And I think if we just, I mean, I see more and more often that people, especially in Vegas, are putting solar panels on their roofs to try to make sure that they're using solar energy instead of like whatever energy we use from like NV energy, but
natural gas.
Yeah, so we're moving away from non-renewables, which I think is really cool, and that's definitely a big thing. So yes, and just the idea that they're trying to make it more accessible and stuff, because I know the whole idea is one of the biggest problems, I feel like, going back to the previous question, is that we are trying to get people from like poorer countries and poverty to try to worry about our environment, and this idea that we're making it cheaper and more accessible is definitely a huge solution, because that makes it so like everybody in our world is on the same page, instead of just like people in the US or just people in like first world countries, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of people are also worried about like job security too, like they can't be like, let's help our environment, because they're so worried about, well, this is my job, and if we bring in renewable energy sources, it could like take it away. So if we kind of have some, like if the government or somebody can be like, we have an option for you, and kind of help transition those people, I think they'll be more open, and we will see an expansion of these different types of energy when everybody can kind of like be okay with it.
Yeah, I agree, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I feel like there needs to be obviously some government intervention and helping people out, but yeah, just the whole idea of, we just have to make it renewable energy, talking about the uses of energy, just more accessible, more available, cheaper, and be able to make it like appetizing, you know, like appealing, like people want to use it and people want to be a part of it and build it and, you know, create jobs from it, you know what I mean, so that people aren't just like, this is totally new, I'm super not psyched about this, let's keep it the way it is, you know what I mean? But yeah, and the idea that there's so many new electronic vehicles, I mean, there's many more companies now except just Tesla. Like, I know Toyota is making a whole bunch of hybrids, and there's like Rivian is a new one, and our new like Amazon trucks now are all electric, and they look super awesome, but they're like, they're pretty crazy looking, but it's pretty cool. But yeah, so it's awesome. It's awesome that everybody now is making it more of a issue that we're trying to solve. and that's bringing more people into the idea that, you know, this is our worth, this is our environment, we have to take care of it. Alrighty. Another question that is kind of on a different track, since we're obviously taking environmental science in school and have been for the past 3 years. What do you want to study in college? What do you want to look for at?
Definitely science. I know that's very general, but I do want to see if I can get involved in environmental science and kind of, because I really enjoy that niche. I've liked every science class I've ever taken, so it's a little bit hard to differentiate which one. I like helping people as well, so maybe something that has to do with like policies or something like that, and I do not want to be tied down to a desk job, so environmental science does currently sound very appealing, or environmental engineering, just I'm kind of okay with whatever. And then there's also expansion of stuff into space, and they may need environmental scientists with that too. So
very cool. I like how you're just all over it. This all over the science realm. That's very awesome. Yeah, I would say, yeah, I am definitely an outside person, so I agree with you there. I've not been tied to a desk job. I like to be outside, which is why I'm interested in environmental science, because that's literally what it is. Being outside is in the environment. So yeah, I would definitely say that I would want to be in environmental science. I've thought about engineering. I think it'd be kind of cool about like making new stuff, talking about new technologies and everything. Like, how cool would like being a part of like making a new like world-changing technology about, you know, energy, or just in general, just environmental science in general would be really cool. But yeah, I would say for the most part, I don't like being like stuck in a spot at the same time. So like policy making and stuff sounds cool for you. I'll have to see how interested I am in that, in like going to college to study for that. But yeah, I'm definitely down to look at environmental science and all the fun stuff that correlates to it, because I mean, like you said, environmental science is like such a massive amount of science. So you talk about everything. You talk about chemistry, you talk about like physics, talk about like society and how society affects the environment, and just like the whole idea of like the carbon water cycles, everything. And it's just, to me, it's so cool just because it's so like broad, and you can like go down rabbit holes about every single topic. Like, there's so much to learn, and this is such a cool and like physical science that like everybody needs to know. Like, it's very applicable, right? Mm-hmm. If you learn about it, it's directly affects you, because it's literally what's going on right now. So I think it's really cool. Alrighty, another question is, since we've been taking our environmental science, what is your biggest discovery in taking this program class for the past 3 years?
If you can't tell already, it's got to be the nuclear energy. I really enjoy learning about that very much, because it takes all kinds of different knowledge, and we're still working on it, and like there's just such a big like future for it, and it's so cool because it takes like chemistry and all of these like really in-depth scientists to be able to partner with this and apply it, and it's also like a worldwide thing too, so it's not just here. So you can talk to people with all different kinds of points of view on this and like get involved with everyone. So
yeah, I think that's really awesome that you are interested in that, because I mean, you're taking AP Chem right now, right? So taking that and our environmental science for the past like I said 3 years is definitely gives you a pretty good basis on like what you are interested about and stuff. And I think the idea that you're talking about nuclear energy as being a new like kind of futuristic, almost, I mean, this idea of like combining atoms is insane.
Yeah.
And realizing that that's part of our reality and that's what you can be doing in the future is kind of crazy. And realizing that's where, I mean, how is that part of environmental science? You know what I mean? Like, our environmental science is so broad and so wide that combining atoms is helpful to our environment, because it helps create energy, and in more of a, not necessarily renewable way, because it's technically non-renewable energy, but in more
with the uranium, with nuclear fusion, you can just split them and you have energy there.
So,
like, you don't really need the uranium to start combining things, or plutonium or whatever.
Very nice. So yeah, look at that, learning new stuff every single day. I like it. Okay, we have a couple more questions here. What do you do right now to help reduce your impact on the environment?
I try to recycle. I know recycling, not all the recycling gets to the recycling plants, and it's not as effective as we think it is, but some is better than none. I try not to use single-use plastics as much as possible, so like taking Hydro Flask and different things like that. I have multiple different water bottles, like especially for drink powders, like because that can sometimes like flavor the plastic. So I have like a separate one for those, so I can be as so I can conserve as much stuff as possible. I try to learn new things every day. Yeah, I think that's it. What about you?
I've realized that you also, you and your siblings also bring in what would I think would be single-use plastics of, like, containers for your sandwiches and stuff for lunch, mm-hmm. but you guys use them every single day. So, like, just the idea that you're not necessarily going out and, like, buying, like, a specific, not, like, renewable reusable plastic thing. You're just using, like, I don't know, I'm assuming something from, like, a restaurant or whatever.
Yeah, like, a lot of takeout containers are very useful. We just wash them and use them for kind of whatever we want, like, we use them a ton.
Yeah, and totally, and that's, like, exactly what we're talking about, and the idea of, like, reducing your impact, that you're already using this thing, so why not just continue to use it, you know what I mean? Like, it's just the idea that, you know, instead of going out and buying something specifically to reuse it, you're just reusing the stuff you already have, which is really cool. I thought that's really awesome that you guys do that. For me, the idea of trying to reduce your impact, I try to carpool a lot, honestly. I know a lot of different people that do similar things I do. Like, every single day, I wake up and walk to my neighbor's house, who takes me to school every single morning. And I try to get rides from my friends to go, like, soccer practice or whatever, or, like, games and stuff. Just the idea of, like, not me and my friend also taking the same car to go to the same exact spot helps reduce it a little bit, in the sense that, you know, we use our cars a ton, especially in, like, the suburbs of Las Vegas. Like, stuff is relatively, like, far away, or, like, 10, 15 minutes away. So every single time you go there, it's, like, a decent amount of emissions coming out of a car. So, yeah, I also recycle. We also try to do that. And right now we're in the process of making a garden in our backyard. So hopefully it'll add a little bit of plants and stuff to help reduce the amount of carbon in our atmosphere, at least in the around our house. But yeah, I think for the most part, is this idea of, like, I think the biggest thing for me is trying to reduce the amount of, like, car emissions and stuff that we're using, because for the most part, that's, like, how I get everywhere is through a car. So this idea of, like, trying to carpool or make plans, like, online or something, or I don't know, just make sure, like, everybody's kind of on the same page, so we don't have to keep using our own cars. But yeah,
also a thing I forgot about is composting as well, because our family does kind of tend to have, like, food waste, and America in general does too, and so you can kind of reuse that and put it into composting, so you don't feel bad for, like, wasting it. You don't have to just, like, throw stuff away. With composting, you can kind of use a lot of different things. And then also vermicomposting too, composting with worms. I know our greenhouse teacher, he has one in his kitchen, because like, it's really clean, and it doesn't, like, emit smells, because the worms will decompose stuff pretty fast.
Oh really? I didn't know that. That's really cool. Yeah, I do know one of our good friends too. He also has a composting unit in his backyard, and he throws, like, all his food scraps in there and everything. It's pretty crazy that, like, it literally just feeds his entire garden. Like, he just throws whatever he wants in there and just kind of rolls it around, and he's got good soil for the rest of his garden. I think that's pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, for the most part. Oh, also the other thing I was gonna say is to a lot of clothes I wear is, like, hand-me-downs from, like, older siblings or, like, other people and stuff, or, like, my mother and things like that. And just the idea of not going out and buying new clothes, because, I mean, if you're talking about environmental science and the impact that new clothes has on the environment, that's a ton. The amount of water that goes into every single piece of clothing, and the emissions taking, you know, your clothes from, like, one area in the world to the complete opposite area in the world is insane. Like, there's so much that goes into, like, a t-shirt, you know what I mean? And just the idea that I'm gonna wear my mother's old t-shirt instead of buying myself a brand new one helps out a lot, because it reduces the idea that I don't necessarily need to buy new clothes or go through shopping and stuff like that. And I mean, you washing the clothes once is a lot better than making a whole new brand, you know, pair of pants, you know. So that's another thing I realized that I do, and my family does. Like, I know a decent amount of people around me that do that, have older siblings, other people that they borrow clothes from or use clothes from. Okay, last question here. What do you want other people in the future to be doing to limit your impact even more?
Let's see. So, on just the terms of, like, general citizens?
I guess so, yeah. But just in, like, in the future, like, realizing that, like, you know, everybody's trying to be on the same page of helping out the environment. What do you think other people can be doing?
Definitely, this seems kind of redundant, and I feel like a lot of people say this, but like learning about things and being open-minded, that's definitely the first step, because a lot of things will continue from there. But also, if possible, like using compost and you know, limiting your single-use plastics. You don't have to like go completely crazy about it. You can just start small, and it's okay to like start small and stay small if that's, you know, what limitations you're working with. You don't have to go crazy. Just some is better than none. So.
Exactly. I think that definitely is a big thing here, is that if you're just limiting it even a little bit, at least you're limiting it. And hopefully as a whole society, we continue to go in that direction. I think for the most part, one big thing about taking environmental science that we've learned a lot about, and I take AP environmental now too, is the idea of buying from local farms and buying from like local areas. Because that just, it just stops so much and limits so much of like emissions from taking trucks and back and forth to like California. I mean, even California is not that far away, but if you buy from like a local garden or something in Las Vegas or something, it's a lot better than taking it from someplace else. And just the idea and you're also, because environmental science is so broad, you're also helping out your economy in this area instead of helping out economy in a different area. And just the idea of like of trying to do stuff kind of, I guess, closer to home in a sense, and not necessarily like, obviously, if like it's not in every aspect of things, but in the sense of like their shop or something, or do something closer to home, you know, use clothes closer to home, use buy materials and food closer to home and stuff like that, so that you're not getting stuff from all over the world, and so that limits the amount of carbons that stuff you use. I would say also that I forgot to talk or bring up about is the idea of using less water, because I know here in Vegas we have a pretty good water what is it called, like a facility. They clean out the water and stuff here in Vegas, because we only have like 4% or whatever of the Hoover Dam, like the amount of water we use, and we recycle it really well. Is the idea that other cities and countries and states and stuff need to be like on the same page here and trying to recycle as much water as they can. And that's the other thing. I would say for the most part, that's probably one of our biggest challenges too in our environment, is water usage, because it's not going to be here forever. We keep using it the way we do, and it's just like evaporating, and that's how we have so many droughts and stuff like that. So I think the idea of recycling our water and reusing like our wastewater, because we have awesome treatment plants here. It goes to like 4 stages, and we still like use it. And we're like a growing city here, and we're using like less water than California is. It's pretty crazy. But yeah.
Also, artificial turf. Like the government pays people to take out like normal grass to put in artificial turf, so it doesn't use as much water, because grass consumes so much water.
I agree. Yeah, and that's the other thing that I realized that I was concerned about too, is because we have so many golf courses here in Vegas, because it's kind of like we have some like senior citizen homes and stuff like that and everything, so a lot of people go golfing here in this area. I mean, up the street there's like a whole golf course and everything, and like I'm thinking, and the environmental scientist in me was like, oh my gosh, they're using so much water, and then learning later on that they're using like gray water, they're using like wastewater to water their whole golf course, which is awesome. I mean, if they're gonna use water, at least they're using water that I guess can't be used for other things, so that they're actually recycling it and bettering the environment in that way. So I think that about wraps it up. Thank you guys for joining us today on our little conversation about environmental science, and just listening to the youth perspective about environmental science. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and stay tuned for our next episode. Thank you so much for listening to Enviro People. Peace out.